from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
95.7 The Game.
Uh-oh.
Breaking news.
This is from Ian Rappaport, NFL Network. Update on Brandon Ayuk. The Steelers and the 49ers have a deal on a potential trade, and Pittsburgh is in a good place on an Ayuk contract, sources say. If San Francisco gives the final sign-off, it's done. San Francisco has an offer out to Ayuk on a long-term deal for him to stay. He has not accepted. That's the latest from Ian Rappaport.
Now, that's a wow. Seven. That's a wow.
Why is it a wow? That's still at the goal line.
And no, that's a wow with Rappaport.
Oh.
That's Shams. That's the NFL's version of Shams.
Wow,
but
dude,
who's going to pick the pin up first? Why would Ayuk want to leave if he has a long-term deal with the Niners?
Because they're offering him more maybe in Pittsburgh.
Right. And I don't want to pit Filippone in because I know they
do. Filippone would still be right.
Yes. Wow.
Filippone would count if that happens.
But that news is like we got they're in a good place, Pittsburgh. They're feeling good. But until the ink is... You know that John Hancock is on, I'm ready to leave San Francisco and I'm Brandon Ayuk, and the Niners are ready for him to leave with what they get back in regard to compensation. I feel like we're still where we were last week, and maybe I'll be wrong this time.
Let's, Evan, can you read it again? Because I need to parse words. Like, I love to parse words. Go ahead.
So again, from Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, the Steelers and the 49ers have a deal on a potential trade for Brandon Ayuk, and Pittsburgh is in a good place on an Ayuk contract, according to sources. If San Francisco gives the final send-off, it's done. San Francisco has an offer out to Ayuk on a long-term deal for him to stay. Ayuk has not accepted.
Here's my question. If the 49ers have an offer for Brandon Ayuk and the Steelers have an offer for Ayuk and it's higher in Pittsburgh, then Ayuk would get here. Then what? Do you just give Brandon Ayuk, you want to sign here for 26, or you want to be traded to the Pittsburgh Steelers for 28 or 29?
Right, or New England for 32, allegedly.
Yeah.
So, again, here we go, Stoney, who I think we've known a deal was in place. That I never scoffed at, but it's just about now when you say the new news to me is Pittsburgh's in a good place, but it boils down to the Niners again.
But yeah.
And if they haven't pulled the trigger, why would they do it now? Unless Pittsburgh sweetened the offer, right? Because you were kind of just talking about that.
I don't know.
The Niners didn't like what they were getting back. So, I just feel like, pinch me when it's done, Stoney.
Like, who cares if the Steelers are ready to give Ayuk $30 million if they're not ready to give up players for the Niners
Wow.
or draft picks that the Niners won?
There you go.
Like the part about this that has always confused me is, oh, they've got a deal on the table.
Yes.
Well, maybe for Ayuk, but what about the trade itself?
Right. And because allegedly that Cleveland deal was real, Stani, with Amari Cooper would come back along with that second round 2025, and nothing happened there. Like that, to me, if I'm the Niners, that's the deal I want.
Let me ask you this, if you're a 49er fan.
Boy.
Do you think at what point do the Niners, does the Niners front office owe it to the team and the players to make a decision on Ayuk? In other words, if he's not taking your money because he doesn't think it's enough, do you owe it to the team, to the players, to move him to Pittsburgh, even if you're not crazy about what you're getting back?
I think I love the question.
Is it addition by subtraction at this point with Ayuk? Or do you continue to hold the line, even though everybody is saying this is a distraction?
I think we're finding out, Stani. They're like, I still think the Niners are like, you're going to play on that 14 milli.
888-957-9570 is the number. Are you ready to cut bait with Brandon Ayuk?
In a year that you're going to find a lot out about your quarterback, you're going to say night-night to him? Wow.
Well,
like I've been saying, stop being consistent, I would be shocked as all outdoors if he's not in a Niner uniform in 27 days, even with this report.
Chris A. on the YouTube chat, and it's the question that is the million-dollar question. Why would the 49ers trade Brandon Ayuk? They don't have to trade Brandon Ayuk. Why are they trading Brandon Ayuk?
Well, they haven't. And they've had offers.
Why are they even looking to? Why don't they just pull a Jets and say, we expect you're coming in under the $14 million contract you signed?
What if they're doing that and they don't have to say it? Their actions are saying it.
I think that's possible.
Okay. All right. They are not going to just ship this guy off for nothing in return at that position, especially when the guy you got from Arizona State has some my neck and back, some stuff going on. Just think about that for a minute. Pearsall has not been healthy.
888-957-9570 is the number. Ian Rappaport reporting that the 49ers and Steelers, they have a potential deal on the table. They have a number that Ayuk ostensibly wants. It's now up to the Niners to accept this deal. Is it time to just accept the deal and move on? You guys are the 49er fans. If you don't have Brandon Ayuk, are you still a Super Bowl contender? If you don't have Brandon Ayuk, what are you getting back? If you're the San Francisco 49ers, how do things change if you've got Purdy, Deebo Samuel, Juwan Jennings and Pearsall rather than Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk and Jennings? Is that the difference between a Super Bowl team and a non-Super Bowl team? And yeah, what about the notion that you've got a quarterback in Brock Purdy who you're probably going to have to pay at the end of the season, and the idea of him going into this season without Ayuk as a weapon versus with Ayuk as a weapon? I mean, couldn't you make a case that if they don't have Ayuk, the odds are Purdy's not going to have as great of a year, and so maybe they don't have to pay Purdy as much because he'll have one less weapon, and chances are his numbers may not be terrific.
Who would even
as terrific as they were, let's say, last year?
Sonny, let me ask you a question. I'm being real right now. Forget the names. Forget the reports. Do you feel any different? Because this whole situation, I told you, is exhausting. It is. And I'm on the outside looking in. Do you think there's anything remotely further down the road than from the reports we had from Filippone last week about a Pittsburgh and Niner trade? Like, I don't. That's how tired I am. Like, and I could be wrong, but I feel like we knew this last week that two teams were trying to get something done. Do you feel like, oh, boy, that breaking news right there by Evan, oh, boy, I think something's imminent.
There's something about Rappaport that's big.
So now the ball's in the Niners' court, right? Because remember we were talking about why is it in Ayuk's court? So by that report by Rappaport, it sounds like it's up to the Niners.
Not necessarily. Maybe Ayuk's got 26 on the table from the Niners and 29 on the table from the Steelers. Maybe he'll take the Niners. But, you know, I was reading Tim Kawakami of The Athletic, and he said that both the 49ers and Ayuk are really disappointed with how each side has handled the situation. And the question then becomes, even if he gets in here, could we still have an issue because he's not happy?
Well, that's what you want to avoid, right? That the only scenario I see with that being, you know, what it is, Donnie, is him being in here for 14 milli.
Yeah, so he says, Kawakami said, each side's disappointed with the way the other side has handled the negotiations. I don't know. Is this going to linger into the season?
Each side wants each other.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And they just don't. They need therapy, Stani. I don't think they want a divorce.
888-957-9570 is the number. It's pretty simple to me. It looks like the 49ers are deciding whether to just bite the bullet, take what the Steelers have to offer, and get rid of the distraction that is now Brandon Ayuk. Or there's no way in hell they're parting with a guy as good as Brandon Ayuk for what they're getting from the Pittsburgh Steelers. And we continue down the road to the regular season without Brandon Ayuk practicing and without Brandon Ayuk working with the team.
I mean, and what his replacement, do? Possible replacement, is not taking advantage of Brandon not being on the field.
What do you do? What do you do if you're the 49ers?
And you're right. They're doing, playing hardball.
Well, and you're right, Goo. Maybe they're doing exactly what the Jets are doing with Hassan Reddick and saying, we're not trading you.
Yeah. It looks that way.
Yeah, see,
it looks that way, partner.
I disagree. I mean, it sounds to me like the Jets aren't even taking calls on Hassan Reddick.
Not at all.
But I believe the Niners are taking calls on Brandon Ayuk. And I believe if the Niners could somehow get what they want, which I think is exorbitant and probably non-realistic, but maybe there comes a time when somebody gets close and they just cut bait. They just cut bait. Because the guy doesn't want to sign the contract to be here that you're offering him.
And what do you think the Niners want that they couldn't or weren't offered last week from the Steelers? You know, why is it taking multiple days if the Steelers were like, oh, what do you want? Okay, we'll sweeten it up. We'll get right back to you. Boom, trade. Stani, I honestly believe they do not want to touch the football field week one without Brandon Ayuk. I understand it. It makes all the sense in the world. And I don't think Brandon Ayuk wants to go anywhere else.
I wonder now.
Well, he had 32 mil allegedly in New England.
Well, and he had 26 here. So what's he want? Sounds to me like he may want 32 from the 49ers.
Wow.
And if that's too much for the Niners, then it's too much for the Niners. You know, the other thing I was thinking about, and we, I guess we got to talk about it a little bit in the abstract, but it's this whole idea of, okay, Super Bowl or bust. Super Bowl or bust. And I'm thinking about the San Francisco 49ers, and they have an offer to Ayuk that let's say they don't want to budge on. Mm-hmm. And even Trent Williams. Let's go to Trent Williams. Maybe there's something about the Trent Williams situation that we don't know, and there's a place that they don't want to go to in terms of numbers. Okay, so my question is this. Even though we all say, oh, this is it. This is a make or break year. This is our best chance. Window's still open. It's not going to be open for long. Got to get it done this year. Super Bowl or bust. This is the year. This year. It's all about this year. So do you forsake your principles just because it's that year?
Well,
if you're the San Francisco 49ers and you've drawn a line in the sand and you feel like flat out it is a fair offer and anything more is going to impact players down the line, you feel strong about it, you feel good about it, you feel principled about it, do you come off that principle? Well, just because the window's open. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know if you do or not.
To me, Brandon Ayuk is not 36 years old like Trent Williams at the wide receiver position. This would be a move that would keep the window open, and him and Brock Purdy would make sweet music for the next 5 to 7 years, if not longer. So when you say cave in to Brandon Ayuk, he's part of your future, a cornerstone. So to me, it makes all the sense to give him his bread and have his talent along with Brock Purdy, and you'd be a power and continue to be a power.
So you'd give up your principles because of the importance of the year.
I mean, this is a business negotiation. I think we're about to do that with Trent Williams, right?
I don't know.
Well,
I think that's the decision the Niners are making, to tell you the truth.
But does that get you in the playoffs?
Let me ask you a question.
Winning the principal
battle. If the Niners went 8-9 last year, do you think they'd be handling it differently or the same? In other words, if the 49ers were 8-9 last year and this is what Ayuk was doing, I wouldn't even be talking to him.
Oh, I'd be on the other side of the street saying, I'd probably, what do we need to get you so we don't have to relive another 8-9 season?
Well, so you're saying the urgency's there, whether they're 8-9 or whether the window's open.
Yeah, it's all about leverage. How much?
Okay.
Well, I'm then, not blaming Ayuk because we went 8-9.
Then I wouldn't do it if I were the Niners. What I'm saying is, if the 49ers, in theory, were not the favorites in the NFC, in other words, because the 49ers are the favorites in the NFC, all right, because everybody believes they're the best team, is that the reason they should maybe give up on some of their principles with Brandon Ayuk and Trent Williams? Because this is the year, and because it's the year, we're going to make some exceptions and we're going to do some things that we really don't want to do, but we owe it to this team this year and we have to do it.
Did you do that with Bosa? I'm asking you. Did you do that with Debo? Did those thoughts even come to mind?
And that's my point, in a way. That 2 years ago was the win. 2 years ago was make or break. Last year was make or break. This upcoming year is make or break. I'm fully prepared that next year is going to be make or break. So that's where I'm at. Like, I don't know how much the Niners are looking at this as, this is a 1 year deal. This year's more important than the last four, and it's going to be more important than the next four. If you really believe that, which is fine, then you got to get the deals done. But if you don't think this year's more important than the last three, and you think the next three are as important as this past year or this year that's coming up, then maybe you stick to your guns.
Well, I'm not saying you're wrong by any stretch, Donnie. Who am I to even say that? But, it's, you know, that's a lot. But I love the idea that if I were running the team, I'm taking nothing for granted. I do care about the future, and that's why Brandon Ayuk symbolizes that to me. I don't know what he's not done for his said team to not want to give him or meet his demands unless it's something ridiculous. But as far as that window and Super Bowl or bust, I just like any team looking at that said year as we're going all in. But right now the Niners are drawing a line, and I don't know with the drafting of Ricky Pearsall, because we can't ignore that. I think back then in April, they told Brandon Ayuk without telling him, you ain't all that to us like you think you are. And that's why we're at where we're at now.
Okay, then stick to your guns. Don't pay him and make him come in now, under 14.
I know Rappaport's a big boy. Unless something pops off today or tomorrow, I think that's where this train is headed.
It's also the first, I think, real update from a big name newsbreaker that, again, the Steelers and the 49ers have a deal on a potential trade. Like, that means that it sounds like Ayuk has to make the choice, and the Niners are pushing him to make the choice, like, in the next 24 hours. Do you guys think that he makes that choice?
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't think he wants to leave, Evan. That's just me. So that's where I think this thing is, if it's up to him.
I don't know why he'd want to stay at this point.
Exactly. And if you have way more money from New England, if it was just a money grab, why wouldn't you go?
See, there's something else here that leaves a really bad taste in my mouth, particularly with Trent Williams. I think one of the reasons these guys are holding out, one of the reasons these guys aren't playing is because they do know that this is an important year. Because, what I'm saying is this. If the Niners were 8-9 last year and there weren't a lot of expectations for this season, I think it would be so easy for the Niners to go, pound sand, Ayuk.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.